Assalamu alaikum, guys. So I want to take a couple of minutes to speak about responsibility. And I want you to think about something. When was the last time you sat down and really thought through your responsibilities? Especially if you're amongst the younger generation, the youth. Because this is a very big problem amongst the youth. We don't want to be responsible. We try to shy away from responsibility. A perfect example of this, especially today, is that we find people engaging in gaming, and not just, you know, leisurely, you know, sometimes taking a break type of, you know, gaming, but gaming to the extent where we're spending almost our entire days on a console in front of a screen where we're just playing a game, and somehow we seem to be finding meaning through that game. Just the whole aspect of going through those levels and defeating all those players and achieving all those things, we seem to find a sense of meaning through doing all of this, when in reality our lives are empty. It's a type of escapism. Drugs is another thing. How many of us try to lose ourselves, forget about reality, forget about our responsibilities just through drugs and alcohol and these types of substances? And it's a shame, because as Muslims, we have to realize that as soon as you claim to be a Muslim and you understand what that means, that comes with a responsibility. You are a responsible human being in every aspect of life. Especially, take the example of between you and Allah, your creator. When you declare the shahada, when you say La ilaha illallah, you're not only acknowledging that you have a creator, but you're acknowledging that you were created to worship Him. And that means you have to be responsible. You have to do the things He's told you to do. Engage in the daily prayers, you know, give charity, take care of others, etc. Even as Muslims, unfortunately, we are not wanting to think about responsibility, not wanting to take responsibility even for ourselves, our own lives, and the directions our lives are going in. Because remember, Allah has made us beings with free will. And if we have free will, we have choices to make. And every decision in our lives, everything we do is a choice, essentially. From getting out of bed in the morning, to getting dressed, to going to work or school, coming home, to having lunch, to having dinner, all of these are choices. And you're responsible for those choices. Now, if you don't make them consciously and take charge of them, well, you know, who's to blame? Because remember, you know, this is a done deal. On the day of judgment, every single one of us is going to be questioned about every moment of our existence, how we spent it, what we did, what we didn't do. So we are responsible. Really think about this for a second. The existentialist, atheist philosophers of the past, you know, two decades or so, many of them have spoken about responsibility. Although they recognized and they acknowledged that life is meaningless, there is no ultimate meaning to life, there is no ultimate purpose to life. Although they admitted this, they emphasize the importance of living responsible lives, even in the absence of God. These are people who don't believe in God. Jean-Paul Sartre is a perfect example of this, one of the founding fathers of the existentialist movement. If you look at his philosophy, one of the main fundamental tenets he spoke about over and over again was being responsible, being responsible, be responsible. Yet as Muslims who believe in Allah, who recognize that Allah created us with a purpose, who recognize that we are slaves of Allah, we submit to Allah alone, that we are accountable, that there is a day of judgment, yet we're not willing to take charge of our lives and be responsible, consciously make the decisions that we make, consciously choose to spend the time as we choose to spend it. Something for us to think about, guys. Let me know your thoughts in the comments section below. And I guess, you know, not just your thoughts in the comments section below, but let me know how you go about being more responsible, and any tips and advice we can share with others, especially the youth, so they can also lead more responsible lives, inshallah. Till next time, take care. Assalamu alaikum.